The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin. Austin, Texas.
Hello, besties. Welcome back to Try Not to Care. Or if you're new here, welcome to Try Not to Care. If you are new here, hello. My name is Ashley. I post every single Monday. So you have a quick little therapy session to start your week off with. I'm really excited to talk about today's topic. I'm feeling really called to talk about it. Today, we're basically going to be talking about owning your desires, not being subtle about what you want. I'm a very ambitious person. I know what I want. I have the motivation to go after what I want. But I also find myself minimizing those desires for other people. I sometimes downplay how badly I want something, or I kind of push my wants aside to make others feel more comfortable. And every time I do that, I'm aware that I'm doing it and I feel like shit about it because I'm dismissing what matters to me and delaying my growth and delaying my happiness and, quite frankly, putting others before myself. And because of that, I want to talk about it. So let's get into today's episode. Stop being subtle about what you want. We all have dreams and aspirations, but only some of us achieve them. To some, those dreams and aspirations are just that. They don't go further than being a thought. The people who make those dreams a reality make it happen because they're courageous enough. The only difference between people who make what they want happen and people who don't is their ability to get out of their head and get out of their way. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of factors and obstacles that you come across when you're trying to achieve your goals. But a lot of the time, the main thing that stops us from getting what we want is ourselves. We know what we want, but we hold ourselves back from it by talking ourselves out of it, telling ourselves that it's too hard, that it's not meant for us, that we're not being realistic, we're expecting too much, or we just don't deserve it. I grew up wanting to create content on social media and have a following, but every time I would post a video, I would delete it out of fear of people I knew seeing it and making fun of me. I thought that what I wanted was so far-fetched and hard to have, and because of this, people would see me posting these videos and make fun of the fact that I thought it was possible that I could grow a following. When I would post something and someone would mention it or ask about my YouTube channel, I would downplay how important it was to me, and I'd be like, oh, it's just for fun, you know, I'm not expecting anything out of it, it's not a big deal, when in reality, yeah, I was doing it for fun, but I was also doing it with the intention of building a career out of it, and it was so important to me, like, it's all I ever wanted to do. I really thought what I wanted was so unattainable because no one that I knew was doing it, and I started to let others and their opinions influence me. I believed people when they said that I was being delusional for expecting to grow on social media and build a following and not have to work a 9-to-5. So I settled. I gave up posting and I got that big girl job. The same thing that happened to me happens to so many people and is why they don't go after what they actually want. They express their desires and either they say to themselves or others tell them that they're asking for too much, or even because they're asking for too much, they're ungrateful. So they don't want to come across as ungrateful, or they don't want to be seen as asking for too much, so they settle. For example, someone wanting to move up in their job, in their career, they want to ask for a raise or a promotion. They want to go to their boss and ask for more because they believe they deserve more. But then someone says to them, you already have a job. Some people don't even have one. You're being ungrateful for even expecting more. So they talk themselves out of going to their boss and asking for more. I think a big part of why we downplay what we want is because there's been times where we express exactly what we want and someone diminishes it or criticizes it, so we back down. Just like the example of wanting more in a job, deep down, we know it's not an insane request, but to have someone tell us that it is insane and delusional and rude, it sometimes feels easier to just obey them and not fight for what we want. It's easier to be submissive. Like, I might be uncomfortable and upset for not getting what I want, but at least others aren't upset or aren't uncomfortable. Also, when you're continuously expressing what you want, but you aren't getting it, or you're getting something kind of like it, but not exactly, you start to believe that maybe I'm not capable of having that. Maybe it's not for me. Maybe this is the best it's going to get, and I should just settle with it. Sometimes the fear of not having anything at all is scarier than not having exactly what you want. In your head, you might think, if I stand my ground and try to get exactly what I want, I might risk everything and lose it all. So in that moment, having something, even if it's not exactly what you want, is better than having nothing, so you settle. I think that's why so many people stay in situationships. They want a relationship specifically with that person, but that other person doesn't want a relationship with them. And when they express to them, like, I want more, I want to be exclusive with you, that person makes them feel crazy and they're like, what do you mean you want to be in an exclusive relationship? Like, is this not enough? And out of fear, they stay with them even though they're not getting exactly what they want. I have been in many situationships where I voiced wanting to be exclusive, wanting to be in a committed relationship, and they made me out to be crazy and ungrateful, saying things like, why is this not enough? Like, we're basically in a relationship just without the title. Why do you need a label so bad? You don't care about our connection. You only care what people think. And out of fear of losing them, I stayed and I settled for something that I didn't want. It was made apparent to me that they weren't going to get into a committed relationship with me. And to me at the time, I thought having them, even though I don't really have them, is better than not having them at all. The same thing goes in all areas of our lives. I mean, we try to be subtle about what we want and we downplay the severity of those desires to make others feel more comfortable. In dating, we allow people to string us along and make us feel important until we aren't anymore. We say it's okay to continue acting like a couple without solidifying what we actually are, and we settle for situationships when we want relationships. When we're in a relationship, we settle for our partner's love language rather than reminding them of ours. You want words of affirmation from your boyfriend, but he rarely gives that to you because his love language is physical touch, and it's not what you want, but it's what you accept. You want flowers, and even though you communicate over and over again that you want them, you never get them. So you just say, oh, it's okay, they're just flowers, it's not a big deal, when it's not just flowers that your boyfriend's deciding to ignore. It's your desires he's ignoring. Now a word from our sponsor, Factor. One of my favorite things to do is cook dinner with my boyfriend. But to be honest, I don't love having to go grocery shopping. I don't love making a grocery list. It's just a hassle. But now I don't have to, thanks to Factor. Factor's ready-to-eat meals are fresh, never frozen, chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in 2 minutes. There's over 35 options to choose from every week, like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. There's also more than 60 add-ons to help you stay fueled up and feeling good. I love Factor because when I'm in a rush or I have a busy week, I just want quick meals that require little to no prep or mess. With Factor, the meals are ready to heat and eat, so I can just be out the door. I also love the fact that Factor offers snacks and smoothies. It's perfect for when I'm on the go. And Factor offers breakfast, and I love breakfast. I'm a breakfast girl, but I feel like it takes so much time and it can get messy. So I love the fact that if I want pancakes, I can have it without the prep or the mess. One thing that I hate about buying groceries is I always buy too much food and it goes to waste. Like, I'll buy spinach and it literally just sits in my fridge for like a month. But with Factor, you can get as much or as little as you need by choosing your meals every week. And If for whatever reason you don't need a meal, you could pause or reschedule your deliveries at any time. If you're like me and you're looking for fast premium meals that require no cooking and are more affordable than buying takeout, check out Factor. Not only will you be saving money, but every meal is dietitian approved to be nutritious and delicious. Head to factormeals.com/TNTC50 and use code TNTC50 to get 50% off. That's code TNTC50 at factormeals.com/TNTC50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals, for sponsoring today's episode. Now, let's get back into it. In friendships, there's times where you express what you want to do, but you let your friends make the plans. You tell your friends time and time again, I don't want to do this. It makes me uncomfortable. But you go along with it every single time because their comfort is more important to you than yours. Your friends have a pattern of making plans without you, and you find them hanging out without you a lot. You check their location and there they are again, hanging out without you. But every single time you say, it's okay, I didn't want to go anyways. Like, it's not a big deal. When in reality, all you want is just to be included and to feel like your friends are actually your friends. You pretend it's okay that your friends exclude you. You pretend that it's okay that they make fun of you and give you backhanded compliments. You pretend it's okay that it doesn't bother you when they hang out with that person who hurt you really badly because, hey, that person didn't hurt them, so why should you be upset, right? And you pretend all these things don't affect you when they do, because everything that these friends are doing to you is the opposite of what you actually want. But you minimize what you want because to you it's better to have friends that ignore what you want than to not have any friends at all. In your career, you might settle for being paid less than you deserve, and you might shy away from asking for that raise or asking for that promotion because you don't want your boss to think that you're ungrateful, or you don't want to make the work environment uncomfortable. You don't ask for PTO or a sick time, even though it would make your life so much easier. It would help you out so much. But again, that would mean potentially upsetting someone else. You allow your coworkers to talk down to you and disrespect you and talk over you because although you want to be treated fairly and you know that you deserve to be treated fairly and you know that you deserve to be at that job, you're afraid of speaking up because it might put a target on your back or you don't want to overstep. So instead, you allow others to step over you. Relationships, friendships, and your career are the three things that came to me immediately and what I think people struggle with the most when it comes to like minimizing their desires. But even with the little things, we minimize what we want out of fear of upsetting others and out of fear of coming across a certain way to those people. We need to stop being so subtle about what we want in all aspects of our life, even the small things. Stop being subtle about what you want to eat. If you want to order a huge meal on your first date, do it. Don't sit there and be like, oh, I'll just get a salad. No, get what you want. If you want Taco Bell, but your friend wants Wendy's, don't be like, oh, it's okay. We can get what you want. No, go. You have a car. You have DoorDash. Like, you can order multiple things. Go to Taco Bell and then go to Wendy's. Order both meals. You don't have to choose one. Stop being so subtle about what you want to do. If you want to stay in, but your friend wants to go out, tell them no. If they're actually your friend, they'll understand and won't hold that against you. If you want to quit your job, that's on you. That's not your boss's decision. That's not your coworker's decision. That's not your parents' decision. That's not anyone's decision but yours. Stop being subtle about where you want to live, what you want your house to look like, what you want to wear, wanting a text back, wanting to finish after sex, wanting your hair to look a certain way. Like, don't go to the salon and tell them you want something and then allow them to do whatever they want. Don't be sitting in the chair at the end being like, oh my God, this is amazing. I love this. When deep down you fucking hate it because it's not what you wanted and now you have to go home and cry about it and fix it yourself. The same thing with the nail salon. If you go in wanting pink nails, don't let them paint your nails purple and be like, oh, this is amazing. Slay. No, tell them I want what I asked for. I want what I want, what I'm paying for. if you go to the doctor, express exactly what you expect from them. Don't let them talk over you and tell you you're fine and that they know your body better than you do, because they don't, especially if they're billing you. Don't let them tell you something that you could have found on Google. All these things we push aside and act like it's not a big deal when we're around others, but when we're alone, we're devastated because we didn't get what we wanted. We didn't get what we wanted because we let others make us believe that what we wanted didn't matter. There's a few reasons why we minimize our desires and settle for less. One, we have low self-worth and can't visualize us having the things that we want. We see others having these things and we know that it's doable for someone else to achieve these things, but we can't picture ourselves having the same accomplishments. We have lower expectations for ourselves. Like me growing up wanting to do YouTube, I was watching girls around the same age as me doing it and being successful, and I knew it worked for them. So clearly it's possible, but I wasn't confident in myself. I didn't trust myself. So I didn't think it was possible for me. I thought it was unattainable. Two, we think others know more than we do. We let others and their perception of us dictate what we do. Someone says, "You're ugly," and you think, "Well, I must be ugly. Like, why would they say that if it wasn't true?" If someone says, "You can't have that," you think that must be true because you hold their opinions to a higher regard than your own. That's why when someone says you're asking for too much or what you want is unrealistic, although you've seen proof that it's not crazy, you take their words as fact. And then three, we just want to be accepted. If what you want is causing people to judge you or to turn away from you, it seems like the easier option is to let go of what you want and to give into what they want. It could be as simple as, like I said, wanting to stay in, but your friend wants you to go out. You honor what they want because you want your friend to like you. You don't want to risk them being upset that you stayed home. There's also that internal conflict of, do I stand my ground and continue pursuing this thing that I want, but potentially hurting others and ending up alone because of it? Or do I do what others want from me and have them praise me for it, even though I'll be unhappy? Like I said before, we often end up feeling like our desires aren't important when we have to push them aside for others. But what you need to understand is just because you don't need something doesn't mean it's not important. Just because you don't need something doesn't mean that you shouldn't go after it. Your desires are just as important as your needs. Going after them might mean taking risks, losing people, being uncomfortable, and being scared. But just like you would fight for your needs, like your basic survival needs, you should fight for your desires too. If you got in a car accident and you had to go to the hospital because you broke your leg, you would go to the hospital. You wouldn't be thinking, "Oh, I'm fine. I can walk it off. I can still hang out," out of fear of being overdramatic or a burden to your friend. Your friend doesn't matter in that situation. Your leg does. Your health does. Your needs in that moment are greater than your friend's comfort or feelings because their leg is going to be fine regardless. The same thing with your desires. Your friend might say not to go after something or you're expecting too much, but you need to ignore their feedback and take care of that desire. You wanting that thing doesn't affect them. They will be fine regardless. You need to take care of you. Something that I had to learn, and I'm so grateful that I did, because if I didn't, I wouldn't have the life that I have now, is your life will stay the same if you don't make changes. It's either you settle and live a life that you're not over the moon about, you have a job but it makes you miserable, you have friends but they talk badly about you, you have a situationship but he sees multiple other women, you have the day off from work but you lay in bed all day, you have all these things and they're familiar and they're comfortable and they don't challenge you, and you're not in any harm by doing any of these things, but you're not living the life that you deserve. You're not living to the fullest. In order to live the life that you deserve, in order to achieve your desires, you need to step out of your comfort zone and take the risk. You'll have to leave the job that you know to start the career of your dreams. You'll have to go through that friendship breakup to meet your best friends. You'll have to be single for a little bit to meet your husband. You'll have to be uncomfortable sitting alone in public if you want to learn how to do things on your own. I wouldn't be where I am today if I didn't stop putting my desires down to make others happy. I had to get over the fact that posting videos online was going to, in turn, make people make fun of me. But just because people laughed at me and called me cringy and also questioned me for leaving my job does not mean my desires weren't valid or weren't worth seeing through. Just because my desires didn't match someone else's doesn't mean they aren't as important and they should be minimized to fulfill someone else's. What you want is not too much. You're not being unrealistic or ungrateful or delusional. Well, you might be being a little delusional, but delusional is good. People who tell you that you are all those things are only telling you that because that's their own self-limiting beliefs, which has nothing to do with you. And if you're telling yourself those things, if you believe you're asking for too much, those are your self-limiting beliefs. And that just means you need to do a little deep dive into what has caused you to believe that about yourself. When in your life did you start believing that you could only have certain things or a certain amount of something? Or when did you believe that you were only meant for one thing? Was it a person that told you that? Was there a time that made you feel that way? Was there a time where you were rejected or embarrassed? What is causing you to get in your own way? Once you figure that out and you start rebuilding your mind and shifting your mindset to, I can have this, I can have whatever I want, I am deserving of this, that is when you won't let anyone or anything get in your way of having it. Ooh, I feel like that was a good place to end today's episode. So I'm going to drop the mic, literally mic drop, because that was kind of good. That is where I'm going to end today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope it inspired you. I hope it kicked your ass a little bit. I hope it encouraged you to go after whatever it is that you want. You are deserving of all your desires. You wouldn't be thinking of those things. You wouldn't be dreaming of those things if they weren't meant for you. So take my word for it. You are deserving of it, besties. Go after it. I believe in you, and you need to believe in yourself. You got this. Before I go, make sure to follow my socials because allegedly TikTok is getting banned. Boo. So stupid. So dumb. Like literally there's so many more important things going on in the world than me making my get ready with me's. Like I promise I'm just a girl. It's fine. All my socials are linked in the show notes as well as today's sponsor. Go check them out. I love them. Also, make sure to give Try Not to Care a 5-star review if you love me, if you love the podcast, if you love Dear Media, if you just love being a sweet, cute little person who does nice things like rating 5 stars. It helps me out so much and I appreciate it the most. I appreciate you all the most and I love you guys so much. I love you, besties. And I will talk to you next Monday. Bye, besties.